Okay, welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard the token untitled song from Fortunately Everything Dies' new album called Censored. This album apparently just showed up at the station one night, was dropped off in the middle of the night, handcrafted old classical album with like half the things blacked out in black ink, and then the new album information pasted over top. Apparently, okay, this is what I know about this artist. From Ontario, indie label, and that's about it. There is a MySpace page, Fortunately Everything Dies, whatever. But other than that, there isn't much else. This sort of ambient, sort of glitchy stuff, you'll hear more about it. It's the feature today, so I'll be playing more. And following, I'm going to be playing right now. Last week I played, a record by the Golding Institute released on Pimp Records, Planet Pimp Records, and it was a field recordings of American fast food restaurants. So this week I found, also in the station, Sounds of the International Airport Restrooms. So this is similar. Similar deal. Now, let's see. These albums are put out by Greg Turkington, and he has got so much stuff done. Like, he's done top-selling records, founder of Amarillo Records. He's a drummer in a band. He was a tour manager. He was working with the Meat Puppets. He was doing book reviews, a music journalist, I don't even know, worked with Mr. Bungle, so all of this cool stuff. Basically, he's making fun of all of these weird field recording albums you used to see in, like, grocery stores, where they'd have, like, Sounds of the Humpback Whales, or, like, Sounds of the American Prairies. So that's his, hey, listen to this. For that. Anyway, so I'm going to play most of Side A, the introduction, and Honolulu Airport, Gimpo International Airport in South Korea, and one in Bali, Indonesia. So that's it. And then after, I'll be playing another track from our feature, and that one is called This is the Dream of Eno and Vangelis.
To provide subscribers worldwide with a safe audio ticket into some of the most enduring oral mysteries of the modern age. Today, join our sexually segregated hosts in exploring the multicultural and fast-paced world of the International Airport Restroom.
Hawaii became a state of the United States in 1959, bringing aloha, luau, and hula dances into the American lexicon. But the Polynesian island's history goes way back further than that, back to the time of Captain James Cook, the first European explorer to visit the islands. His men introduced venereal disease, which devastated the native population and led to a long process of population decline due to war and disease. Many years later, Hawaii continues to be a hotspot for the sexually active tourist, a fact that is only hinted at by the following recording from the Honolulu International Airport restroom. People's ancestors migrated from the north to the Korean peninsula some 4,000 years ago. The Korean alphabet, known as Hangul, is claimed to have been the first phonetic alphabet in East Asia. Let our magic carpet transport you now to the Korea of the present, as our experienced crew of investigative sound reporters touched down in the toilets of the Seoul airport in order to make this revealingly contemporary recording.
Indonesia, the world's fourth most populated country, is as famous for its extreme human rights violations as it is for its nasi goreng, a flavorful rice dish that can be purchased from street hawkers throughout the land. The devastating devaluation of the rupiah, the imminent departure of controversial President Suharto, and government restrictions on bringing cassette tape recorders into the country made the following recording near impossible to obtain. Our courageous technicians were forced to improvise using a substandard setup secretly smuggled into the airport at the last possible minute. We would like to make clear that at no time were Golding Institute representative lives ever in danger, though the eerie, poor quality of the following recording does little to betray that fact.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
Welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin. We just heard the second track called This Is the Dream of Eno Evangelist from the new CD by the artist named Fortunately Everything Dies. The new CD is called Censored. And it does sound like music for airports, sort of, hey? So this CD, actually, if you go online and if you go to... if you email fortunatelyeverythingdies@gmail.com, you can actually get a quality download of this album because it's not for sale in stores. And it was recorded this summer at the production studio in Windsor, Ontario, in June. Yeah. All right, next up, I'm going to be playing something performed by the Portsmouth Sinfonia, written by Beethoven. I'm going to be playing a part of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But the fun part is the Sinfonia. The Portsmouth Sinfonia was a real orchestra, and it was founded by students at the art school in Portsmouth, England, in 1970. The entrance requirement was kind of weird. Okay, players either had to be non-musicians, or if they were musicians, they had to play an instrument that was entirely new to them. Okay, so one of the founding members was Gavin Bryars, English composer. Actually, I think we're working on a piece by him right now. And it started as a one-off, but they sort of just kept playing. A lot of things happen that way. They just sort of, it caught on, I guess. They even had a hit single. So, yeah. I think Brian Eno was also involved in this. He joined the orchestra, actually, and played clarinet and produced their first two albums. So this track is an excerpt from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And I have to say, I mean, as a music student, I know, like, if you just pick up a trumpet and try to play a tune, it is really, really hard. So if these people are really not musicians, then they must have put in a lot of last-minute practice, because it's not... I mean, even just to play like this, it's not that easy. Anyway, so here's an excerpt from Beethoven's Fifth. And following that, I'll play another track from the feature. And that one is called Girl's Heart Noisecore, because we do.
Thank you.
right, this is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm just going to let you know about some concerts coming up. Let's see. 3 Inches of Blood, Bison BC, and the Goalers are playing at the Commodore next Friday, the 11th. The 10th, let's see. The Swarm Festival is starting this week, going into the weekend. I'm trying to get on their website. It's not working out, but I know it starts somewhere around the 11th. There's a few things going on. There's a lot of gallery openings all around town. One at the Western Front. There's one at Cineworks. There's one at the Ore Gallery. Blah, blah, blah. Gallery Gachet. There's also a few shows. I can't tell you about them, sadly. I can't get onto the website. But more shows. Let's see. Catamaran is playing at the Purple Crab on the 11th as well. They're really cute. There's the 2009 record and CD swap meet at the Croatian Cultural Center from 11 to 5 on Sunday the 13th. That should be fun. Let's see. Kid Koala, the 23rd at the Commodore. Holy Fuck plays Venue on the 24th. And Timber Tambor, the 25th at St. Andrew's Wesley Church, I believe. Although Pearl Jam is also playing at GM Place that night. And yeah, so that's about it for concerts that I know of off the top of my head and through CITR. Next up, I'm going to be playing an old track. This is a request from a good friend, and it's by band Traffic. The album's called The Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, and this track's called Rainmaker. It was put out early 70s, 1971. It's an English rock band, and sort of classic rock, sort of proggy, sort of jazzy. It's a six-piece. Steve Winwood, Chris Wood, Jim Capaldi, Rick Greek, Jim Gordon, and Rebop Kwaku Ba. It's a cool-ass name. So here's Rainmaker, and following that, I will be playing another track from the feature, Fortunately Everything Dies. The album is called Censored, and this next track after Rainmaker is called Spanish Classics.
Thank you.
I'm back to the rib on CITR. Let's see. Sort of disorganized. What do I have next? I have a track. This is actually by Fisher Spooner. I don't play their stuff much, but they have a new album out called Entertainment, and it is entertaining. I'm going to be playing the song called To the Moon, which is the 10th track from that album. Let's see. La 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 la. This is their third full-length album, and they've got quite a big list of people who are playing on the album. Warren Fisher is the composer, and Casey Spooner writes the songs and the vocals for it. So here is the track To the Moon. Following that, I'll play another track from our feature called Fortunately Everything Dies, and this track is called Let's All Worship Ridley Scott. But before that, here's Fisher Spooner. I guess I should cue in the right track first. So, 10th track. Here we go.
Thank you. How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, before I go on with the show, I just want to call out some upcoming stuff. So we've got, after me, a new episode of The Ground Wire. This one's the September version. And followed by that, at 5:30, Career Fast Track runs with Philip D. And at 6 o'clock, Send a Night Dreams with Jolly John Tanner. He is retiring. He's done 50 years on radio, so you should tune into his last few shows. 7:30, Radio Free GAC airs with Gary Kay. And The Jazz Show airs at 9 p.m. And that's it. There's fill-ins after that. So, here's the next track. This one's called Let's All Worship Ridley Scott.
Thank you.
I'd only got a few more minutes left in the show, I'm going to be playing a track by Soft Machine off their 7th album. Let's going back to the 70s again. British prog band, they are. This was released out on Columbia in 1974. They're sort of part of the Canterbury scene. And I'm going to be playing this track, the last track on the side, on the first side, D.I.S. It was written by John Marshall. Following that, I'll see if I can squeeze in one more track from the feature, and that will be called Field Recording Assembly. And then that's it for The Rib on CITR. And following that will be Groundwire. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for The Rib. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more cool music. For now, here's Groundwire.
You are listening to Groundwire, community news.